My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, episode 168, a Hatha yoga practice for low back pain. And we'll also explore the practice from the eight limbs of yoga of ahimsa, of non-harming. So non-harming for ourselves, and then that naturally translates to how we interact with others. So really, it's about finding what feels good in your body. And low back pain is something that affects nearly everybody at some point in our lives. So it's really good to have these techniques to relieve low back pain. I've seen so many requests over the years for working with low back pain. It's probably one of the most common requests that I've gotten and that I see people asking for online. So this is a great class to come back to anytime it flares up, anytime you get some tension in your low back. It's just common if we're sitting a lot or kind of doing repetitive motions throughout the day. It's inevitable we're going to have low back pain at some point, but we don't have to live with it forever. In a lot of cases, we can reverse the tensions. Maybe there's some weakness in the hip flexors, tightness around the low back, tightness in the hip flexors. So I'll address all the major muscles in this area. There's a lot of things to look at. So it's going to be a little different for everybody exactly what might be causing it. But you'll have a lot of tools and resources to work with it. And you can come back to this class anytime you want to. Now, if you want to go deeper into understanding yoga philosophy, Ayurveda, and the sort of history and background of all this, and how to apply it to your life outside of yoga practice, that's coming up in just 2 weeks. I'll be having a live event on Zoom. It's for Quiet Mind Yoga members. And if you're not a member, you can get a free trial and just join us for the event if you want. But for everyone who's a member, you'll get free access to this Ayurveda for the summer season workshop that's happening on the summer solstice on June 20th, 2021. If you're listening to this later, you can go back and rewatch it. The recording will be there in the membership. And next summer season, you can come back to it in any season in the future. So that'll be Ayurveda for the summer season, how to apply it to your life and lifestyle. So what kind of foods are recommended for the summer season? What kind of lifestyle habits? It's the longest time of daytime in the year for those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere. And how do we work with that energy? A lot more pitta energy is higher. We might be more irritable, more stressed out, more frustrated, more likely to have issues of high pitta. So how do we balance that out? And I'll share exactly how from the Ayurvedic teachings of thousands of years, and it's really simple and practical, and also yoga practices you can do to balance out and cool off that summer heat and work with it and make the most of it. Because it's a really fun energy, and it can be very productive, very fun and outgoing when we harness it. And that's really what we're doing in everything, is understanding different energies at play and how to harness the ones we want to strengthen, and how to balance the ones that are maybe imbalanced or causing problems or imbalances or issues. So that will be at quietmind.yoga, is where you can check out the membership and join. It's right now, it's a limited time price, $27 a month. You can get an annual membership and get 2 months free. And you can do the 7-day free trial. So you can check us out for June 20th and just join for the live workshop. It'll be happening at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, which is right after a live yin yoga class that I teach every Sunday. So you can join us for the live yin yoga class if you'd like, or just join us for the live workshop, or both, or just check them out on the replay if you can't be there live. So lots of options to join us. It's going to be really fun. I love doing these workshops. I used to do them in person and charge $37 just for the one workshop. So you're getting that on top of the membership. It's only $27 right now. So it's quite a deal, and it's going to be a lot of awesome content and a lot of value for your time. It'll be an hour-long workshop on June 20th. Again, if you're listening to this later, you can check out the replay. It's up there right now at that point in the future, talking to you in the future. So I hope you enjoyed today's practice, Hatha yoga for the low back pain. And as always, we're going to address the whole body, as I always do in every class. And if you have some blocks around, we can use those. But if you don't have blocks, that's fine. But let's get into our practice. Thank you for listening and enjoy your practice today. Let's start our practice by finding a comfortable seated posture. Find a little length in your spine, shoulders relaxed. Begin to take some slower, deeper breaths down to your lower belly. So some of you know the eight limbs of yoga, and one of the first teachings in there is ahimsa, or non-harming. And I'm doing a series on my podcast, the Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, about the eight limbs of yoga. And over the next several weeks, I want to share some of those practices and ways we can apply the eight limbs of yoga. It's the yoga philosophy. So ahimsa means non-harming. And the way we can practice that in our yoga practice is just doing things that feel nourishing for yourself. So not trying to overdo it, not trying to overexert, especially with this idea of self-care Sunday, of just doing things that feel like self-care, like really nourishing, which sometimes is very active and engaged. And sometimes it's more just going slow, taking deep breaths. So we'll start our practice over in child's pose. It's finding a sense of nourishing place to rest and hold there. And taking some slower, deeper breaths down to your lower belly. And come up to hands and knees and just start to make any movements in your spine, shoulders, neck, anything that feels good for you. Moving with this sort of question of what feels really nourishing and good for me today. And then to a neutral spine for a cat cow a couple of times as you exhale, round your back. As you inhale, extend your spine, just moving the spine forward and back with your breath. And back to a neutral spine to walk your arms forward into a Y shape, extending your spine. And we'll hold here. You can have your forehead down or your chin down. And walk your arms to your left. You're into a side bend. Left side shortens, right side lengthens, creating some space to breathe in the right ribs. And then walk your hands over to your right, the other side. Hold and breathe there. Each breath, a chance to bring this sort of nourishing self-care energy into your body, into your left ribs here on this side. And we'll come back to the center to twist right arm underneath, right shoulder down, and right side of your head down. You could press into your left hand or wrap it around your back. Also extend your left leg back and press into your foot. Do what feels right for you. And we'll slowly untwist back to center. Over to the other side, same thing. Left shoulder down. So we're doing all the movements of the spine here, bringing breath and awareness into all the movements of the spine. And untwist back to center to ease into downward facing dog. And you can bend one knee at a time. Arms lightly externally rotated so your inner elbow creases point forward. legs slightly internally rotated so your thighs contract. And then slowly walk up to the front of your mat to a forward fold and just sort of hang out here. Let your knees bend, starting really gentle and nourishing movements today, whatever feels good for you. You might even use your hands to massage the back of your neck. And lower your hands down, step your left knee back and down into a low lunge. And here you can stay there or lower your hands down, more grounding, or raise your arms up, more energizing. Again, listening to what feels right for your body today. A couple of breaths here. So as always, we'll work with all the major muscles of the body, a little strength, flexibility, and balance. And now lower your hands down to half splits. Start to straighten your right leg any amount. If you have blocks, you can use those under your hands. And your right knee could bend a little bit here as well. Just easing into some movements for the hip muscles. And from here, we'll come forward and pivot into Skandasana. Turn your left toes up, right knee bends. So your right heel lifting makes this quite a bit easier, or your right heel could be down. Left toes point up, and your hands can be on the floor to help you balance, or hands to heart. It's working with the ankles, the inner hips, and then slowly over to the other side, Skandasana, same thing. And back to the front of the mat into that lunging position. And step up to forward fold to switch legs. So your right knee goes back and down. And we'll hold in the low lunge. Either lower hands or arms rise up. And those of you with the arms up like a Y, notice if your shoulders are shrugging, if they don't need to. Can let the shoulders soften a little bit, but still keep that Y shape. And we'll slowly lower the hands down into half splits. Straighten the left leg any amount. Round your back if you want here, or focus on keeping your long spine. You might not go as far hinging at the hip. And slowly come forward, Skandasana again. So half squat on your left side, right leg is straight. And slowly over to the other side, Skandasana. Balancing here. Bringing some energy into the feet, the lower body. And pivot to the front of the mat to a standing forward fold. Knees can bend, you can massage your neck, your arms, whatever feels good for you here. Then with a bend in your knees, slowly roll up your spine, engage your core as you rise up to stand. Head comes up last, arms overhead as you inhale, you can reach out or up through the center. And then hands to heart as you exhale. Mountain pose. Pausing here, finding equal effort and weight distribution in your feet, each side of your body, and the front and back of your body. Finding your center right in the middle of all the possible movements. And moving from your center, inhale to reach your arms up overhead. Exhale to fold all the way down. Inhale, lift halfway up, long spine. Exhale to plank pose. Hold in plank for an inhale. And exhale, belly or chaturanga down. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, down dog. Hold and breathe here for a moment. Again, you can bend the knees. You can ease into this. Next, inhale, lift your right leg straight back and up. And exhale, step forward into a low lunge, left knee down. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, lower hands, vinyasa or right to down dog. Warming up. Meeting back in down dog. We'll all inhale to lift the left leg back. Exhale, step forward, low lunge, right knee down. Inhale, arms sweep up like a Y. And exhale, lower your hands, step forward, forward fold. Inhale, half lift, long spine. Exhale, forward fold, round your back. Inhale, engage your core to bring you up, arms overhead. And exhale, hands to heart. Inhale to reach up. Exhale, forward fold all the way down. Inhale, half lift, long spine, strong back. Exhale, plank to chaturanga or belly on your exhale. Cobra or up dog on your inhale. And exhale, down dog. Next, inhale, reach your right leg straight back. Exhale, step forward to a high lunge, back knee lifted. As you inhale, float your arms up. And exhale, lower hands, vinyasa or right to down dog. You can always do more or less. From down dog, we'll inhale the left leg up and back. And exhale, step forward into a lunge, high lunge. As you inhale, float your arms up. And exhale, lower hands, step forward, forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up. And exhale, forward fold. Inhale to reach all the way up, arms overhead. And exhale, hands to heart, pausing in mountain pose. Notice your breath here. Maybe the heat increasing in your body a little bit. Next, inhale, reach your arms up. And exhale to chair pose, hold and breathe. Arms could be like a Y or hands at your heart. Next, exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift, long spine. And exhale, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, or belly locust, down dog. And from down dog, lift your right leg back, open your hip with a bend in the knee, hold here. And now step all the way up to warrior two. Back heel down, arms extend out. We'll hold and breathe here now, a couple breaths. So now we've warmed up a bit. We'll start to hold the postures a little longer. Now turn your palms up, reverse warrior, reach back. And float your hands down, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, or belly locust, down dog. Left leg back, open your hip here on this side, bending your knee. Hold and breathe there as if you're trying to touch your heel to your tail and your knee to where the wall meets the ceiling behind you. And step all the way up to warrior two. Back heel down, arms out like a T. Make sure your front knee's tracking towards the front middle toes. And we hold and breathe here. Starting to slow the practice down a little bit. So we've built some energy. Some movement. now into more stillness. And palms up, reverse warrior, reach back. Hold here, breathing into your left ribs. And float your hands down. You can do the vinyasa movement here or right to down dog. And step or hop to the front of your mat. Chair pose, bending at the knees, arms up like a Y or hands at your heart. And chair pose, hold and breathe here. And next, inhale, reach all the way up, arms overhead, standing. And exhale, hands to heart, back to mountain pose. Hold and breathe, noticing the energy in your body. Equal weight in your feet, equal weight throughout your body. So we'll do some things to focus on supporting the back by strengthening the core here. So inhale to reach your arms up. And exhale into chair. And lower all the way down to Navasana boat pose, down to your tail, lifting your legs. And you can support your legs with your hands. You can extend your legs and lift your heart. You can even have your arms overhead, like a Y here. Hold and breathe, strengthening the hip flexors, the front of the deep core muscles. And then lower down to half boat. Lower back touches down, everything else still lifting. Hold and breathe there. Maybe arms come overhead here, but if that's too much, just skip that part. And then let your feet down to the floor, just resting, setting up like bridge pose here on your back. And use your fingers to find your abdominal muscles around your belly button. Just kind of poke around, and they should feel kind of soft and relaxed right now. And we'll do this little movement to just lift your feet an inch off the ground, and you'll feel those muscles under your fingers contract. So these are the deep transverse abdominal muscles. It's like a corset around your stomach. It protects the organs. And it's the deepest core muscles, and it helps support the back a lot. So often, if there's low back pain, these muscles might be a little weak. So we build some strength here to support the back. Now we can add on to that by bringing the legs to 90 degrees. If you want, step by step here, you can add any amount of this. Lift your head and shoulders. And then palms up beside you and legs out to low boat. If that hurts your low back when you straighten your legs, though, keep your knees bent. So anywhere along the way, so we added on some more of the superficial core muscles, but started with the deep core muscles. Draw your navel in as you hold here, and then let everything release down to the floor, knees bent, feet on the floor, into bridge pose, peeling your spine up. And crawl your shoulders underneath to interlace your hands and press your arms down. So now strengthening the back, the glutes, and the hamstrings. So sort of the opposite side. And with this, when we're working, whenever you have low back pain, almost everybody experiences it at some point, you want to get all the muscles around the low back to be able to support it, especially the glutes and the core, which is what this little sequence is focusing on here. And then slowly let everything back down. And again, fingers to your belly, lift your feet just a little bit. And again, do what nourishes you today, which might be less. And you can get plenty from just lifting your feet here. But if you want to add on, legs to 90 degrees, head and shoulders lift, palms up, and legs extend out. Last thing you could add is arms overhead if you want more challenge here, but only if it feels really good for you, if that's what you really want today. And then we'll let all that release back down to the bridge setup. And again, to where we left off in bridge, lifting the hips, crawl the shoulders underneath, press the arms down, lifting the hips up. Now again, listen to your body. If you feel like you wanted a good challenge today, you could lift your left foot up, keeping that strength of your right leg, engagement of your right glutes. Hold and breathe. And then we'll slowly release and switch if you're doing the one leg. And slowly release and come all the way down to happy baby pose. Hold outside your knees, shins, or feet. And you could stay still or rock side to side here. One of the main ways that ahimsa becomes an issue in yoga classes is often in comparing ourselves to others, or even comparing to like how we felt last week or a year ago. And that can be harmful to ourselves of not truly being with where we're at right now. So it's actually one of the benefits of being on Zoom classes is we can't really see the other people unless you have the gallery view on, but it's really more of a personal practice. So you just really can focus on doing what feels right for you, and it doesn't really matter what anyone else is doing. And then from here, we'll bring the feet down to the floor, and one more time to the bridge pose, lifting the hips up, crawling the shoulder blades underneath, contracting through the back of the body, and just notice how this feels, especially in the glutes and the spinal muscles. The multifidi is a muscle that goes from the base of your spine to the back of your neck. That's contracting here. And it's often weak. And I saw some research, I was looking at some stuff a while ago. People who had low back pain and went in for surgery, their multifidi was atrophied. So we want to make sure this muscle is strong. So let's lower the spine back down and roll over onto the stomach. And all you need to do to activate the multifidi, these deeper spinal muscles in the back, is reach your arms back beside you like locust and just lift your head off the ground. Just that might not feel like a whole lot, just lifting your head, but that is what it takes to activate this deeper spinal muscle. And the issue is sometimes we can use our bigger muscles and overpower these smaller ones. So we want to make sure that the smaller ones are working too. And then we can add on from there. Again, if it feels nourishing for you, lift your arms like a sort of V behind you. Lift your legs, slightly bend your knees, and shoulder blades slightly down and together on your back. Locust pose. You can always do all of that or just parts of it. Then we'll let that go. And bring your elbows down under your shoulders into a Sphinx pose, moving with your exhale to peel your body off the ground to a forearm plank, and then your inhale back to the Sphinx pose. And you can do this just like that with your knees down, or you can go to knees lifting. Or more challenging, you do this with your tops of your feet down instead of your toes tucked. But moving with your breath a few times, inhaling when you come down, and exhaling when you come up. And next time you come up to the forearm plank, we'll hold and breathe there. Building strength in the core, supporting the back. And then let that release down to come to a side forearm plank. So your left forearm is down. Your left side is down. And here you might just lift your ribs off the ground and kind of do a side bend and stay there. You could also lift your hips, keeping your knees down, or leg straight, lift your hips and your knees. Any version of side forearm plank. If you want more, you can reach your top arm overhead and even lift your top leg. And then we'll slowly lower back down to the other side, side forearm plank. Right forearm down. Any variation of this, this side might be different. Hold and breathe, embodying strength, stability, core support, your center supported. Then slowly lower back down into either Sphinx pose or resting your head on your hands or child's pose. A couple breaths here at the middle of class, giving yourself a moment to just rest in stillness, whatever feels good for you. Nice. And then from here, let's all come back to downward facing dog. A little more active work here. Taking those core activations and that core awareness into some more challenging postures. So lift your right leg straight back, inhale. Exhale, step forward into a lunge. And rise up into a high lunge with your arms reaching back behind you like they were in locust. Lift your heart, lean forward, and lift your back leg, warrior three. Find a spot to focus your eyes and balance. Steady breathing. Strong back, just like we established in the last several poses. Strong core as well. And slowly back down to the lunge. To warrior two, back heel down. And bring your left hand to your left hip. For half moon pose, right hand to the right corner, lifting your back leg. Yep, you can use a block here under your hand if you have one nearby. And slowly back down to the lunge. Palms up, reverse warrior, reach back. And a right forearm to thigh, side angle pose, and you can make circles in your shoulder in any direction, any way that feels good. And wrap your left arm around your back, palm faces away, open your left ribs towards the ceiling, stay there or go into a bind, right shoulder inside your knee to reach back and clasp your hands. Couple breaths here, any version of this. Then we'll slowly lower the hands down to plank pose for side plank. So your right hand a little forward from center, stacking your feet or right knee down. Also lift your left leg if you want a little more challenge here. And even more if you want, you could grab your foot and extend the leg up. And slowly lower back down to side plank on the other side. Same thing. Again, you can lower your left knee, makes it less challenging. You could raise your right leg, more challenging. If you're good there, you could grab your big toe with your right, its first two fingers. And we'll slowly lower all the way down to the stomach for locust pose, lifting your heart, strong back, hold and locust, and then back to downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg back. Exhale, forward into a lunge. Inhale, float your arms up, and then reach your arms back like locust arms. Hinge forward to lift up any amount to warrior three. Steady gaze, steady breath. Just like locust, strong back. And slowly down to the lunge for warrior two. Right hand to your right hip, left hand to left corner or block if you have one. Half moon pose. And slowly back down to warrior two. Palms up, reverse warrior, reaching back. Keep this space in your side as you come into side angle pose, left forearm to thigh, and you can make movements of your shoulder here. And wrap your arm around your back, palm faces away. Stay there or bind left shoulder inside your knee to reach back and clasp your hands. And we'll slowly release to plank pose, setting up for side plank, right hand down. And then slowly down to the other side. Same thing. And then back to the center, down to your stomach. For locust pose or bow pose, if you want more, you could bend your knees, grab your feet here. Hold and breathe. If you've got the bow pose, hips pressed down, everything else lifting up, pushing back with your feet, pulling with your hands. And slowly release, resting on your belly or child's pose or down dog if you want to still be more active here. And a few breaths here. And then we'll all come to hands and knees and start to make circles of your left hip any way that feels good, just like you did with your shoulder. Now from here, have your left leg reach back and bend your knee to 90 degrees, lifting your foot to engage your glutes. So not grabbing the foot here, just lifting the foot. And once you get your knee above parallel to the floor, that's when you really get the glutes activating and supporting the back. Just want to avoid arching your back too much here. So your navel is still drawing in as well. Hold and breathe. So we want to start to fatigue that left leg where it feels like it, you can almost not even hold it up anymore. Right? So you're starting to get some strength in the back of the leg. And we'll slowly start to let it go and bring your knee to your left elbow, or left wrist rather, for pigeon pose. And here we can stay upright or start to come down to the elbows or stack the hands, rest your head on your hands. Couple breaths here in pigeon pose. So in the Tuesday classes, we'll be focusing mostly on strength and strengthening poses. In the Thursday classes, almost all on flexibility, in the yin classes. And then the Sunday is more of a balance of the two, and also a little more emphasis on balancing postures. So I think these three things are the real keys to feeling great in our bodies and having a nice range of motion and living without pain in the body. It's having strength, flexibility, and balance. It was a mistake that you've all probably heard me talk about where I focused on flexibility for a long time and kept having low back pain and kept trying to stretch things out, and that wasn't helping. So we need strength as well. So let's start to come back up to the hands and knees, and a little more balance here. So left leg reaches straight back, and right arm reaches straight out. Find your balance here. Now if you want more challenge, you go to a plank pose, and then find that same thing. Left leg back, right arm forward. And it's actually might be a little more easy if you have your left elbow down, forearm plank, some version of that. And then we'll all let it go. Back to hands and knees. And pivot your feet to the right for a version of side plank. So with your right knee down, side plank. And lift your left leg here. So now more into the outer hip. So we got more of the glute maximus. Now this is more of the glute medius, the outer glute muscles, which help support and release tension in the hip flexors and the low back. Now stay there or bend your knee, grab your foot into more of a bow pose kind of shape here. And even try to contract your left glutes here to emphasize this. And we'll slowly let that go. Back to hands and knees. And make circles of your right hip now in both directions. Right leg reaches straight back. Bend your knee 90 degrees and lift your leg up towards the ceiling. Any amount with that bend in the knee. So the bend in the knee gets the hamstrings activated. And when the hamstrings activate, the glutes can fully activate. But if the leg was straight, we wouldn't quite get the same effect. So the knee bent gets the hamstrings and glutes working together. That's the best way for them to work. And that lifting of the foot starts to tire out the glutes over time, but builds some strength here and some balance. Now bring your right knee to your right wrist for pigeon pose. Left hip goes straight back. And you could stay upright here or come down to elbows or hands and hold and breathe. And we'll slowly start to come back up. And hands and knees to bring your right leg straight back, straight leg, left arm straight out. Stay there or go into the plank version or the forearm plank version, lifting the right leg and the left arm. Hold and breathe a couple of breaths here. And then we'll slowly come back down to hands and knees and pivot your feet to the left. Side plank variation, lifting your right leg, right arm. And you could stay here or bend your knee and grab your foot. And then we'll slowly release back down, either knees apart, arms forward in child's pose, or knees together, arms beside you, pointing back. A couple breaths here in child's pose. And we'll start to come up to the hands and knees. And step your right foot forward and your left foot up to the front of your mat. And here again, you can massage your arms, your neck. You can hang out. You could have more straight legs if you want. And bend your knees and engage your core as you rise up to stand one last time. Standing in our practice today. And feel the weight sort of shift a little forward and back in your feet, a little side to side, finding your center in your feet. We'll bring the hands to the waist. Our last little bit of balancing here. So shift your weight into your right foot and turn your left toes out to your left. So you can have your foot at your ankle, calf, or thigh for tree pose. And have your hands at your waist, your heart, or up overhead. Find a spot to focus your eyes. Then we'll all bring the hands to the waist and point your left knee forward and either grab under the thigh and extend the leg out, or with your first two fingers of your left hand, grab the big toe and extend the leg out. Balancing here. Find a spot to focus your eyes. And start to open your left leg out to the left any amount. You can do that with a bent knee or a straight leg. Find a spot to focus your eyes. And slowly come back to the center and just lower the leg down. And we'll switch to the other side, hands on your waist, to point your right toes and knee out, foot to the ankle, calf, or thigh. Tree pose here. Hands at your waist, heart, or overhead. Those of you who feel really stable, you could close one eye or both eyes. And now we'll bring the knee forward to grab under the thigh and extend the leg, or grab the big toe and extend the leg. All the core and spinal stabilizing we worked on today comes into play here. If you want to open the leg out to the right now, any amount to the right, straight leg or bent knee. And back to the center and back down. Inhale to reach your arms up. Exhale to fold all the way down. Step out to your left into a wide angle, wide-legged forward fold. And you can stay here. We'll have about 45 seconds or so. If you want to do an inversion practice, you can work on that. We'll work on inversions mostly on Tuesdays, but if you have one you want to do here today, headstand, forearm stand, whatever, you can do that. Susan, you bring your arms a little bit, I think, closer together, like not quite as wide apart. Yeah. Make sure your arms are like a 90-degree angle. And we'll slowly start to come down from here. And from here, bring your hands under your shoulders, or if you have blocks, you can use blocks, or hands on your thighs. But we'll start to bend into one knee side to side. And now heel toe your feet in a step or two for a horse stance, hands on your thighs. Move shoulder to opposite knee, a little left to right. And back to center to heel toe the feet in again for Malasana low squat. Hips lower, hands to heart. You can have your heels down or heels lifted. And then lean back onto your hands, down to your tail to bring your feet together, knees apart. And bound angle pose. You could stay upright and massage your calves and feet. If that feels like self-care for you, you could fold forward a little deeper if that feels more nourishing for you. The word hatha, like hatha yoga that we're practicing, it means force. And the real traditional hatha yoga practices are very strong and very weird in a lot of cases. But we use that heat, the internal heat tapas that we generated to help essentially clear the mind and help the body remove impurities. It helps digestion, immunity. And generally, the mind starts to become a little less scattered, a little more clear. And we'll slowly start to sit up here and bring your left foot to your right thigh. Extend your leg out. Find a little length in your spine and fold over the leg any amount. You could have your hands frame your leg or even grab your foot if you want to go a little further. We'll slowly transition to the other side, same thing. Head towards the knee. And the real art and skill, I think, of practicing yoga in our yoga asana, but also in our day-to-day, is to have that strength and force, the hatha, when we need it, but also to be soft and yielding and open when we need that as well. So if we become too much of either, we run into a lot of issues. And this emphasis on what feels nourishing, non-harming to yourself, non-harming to others, what feels in alignment for you. We practice getting into that alignment in the body, in our practice, and then we can find it more easily outside of practice. Start to sit back up here and extend the legs out, straight legs. So lean back on your hands and lift your heart, long spine. And you stay there or reverse plank. Point your toes and lift your hips. And then slowly back down to comfortable seated posture, Sukhasana. And you can sit cross-legged or kneeling, whatever is comfortable for you. And we'll move into meditation. So you can find a little length in your spine, shoulders relaxed. And notice the feelings of breathing in, the expansion of the lungs, the ribs, and the belly. And the feelings of breathing out, the slight contraction of the lungs, ribs, and belly. Now making the practice more subtle, so not just what physically feels good, but what mentally, what thoughts feel nourishing. Bringing to mind what you're grateful for, appreciation of your body, to be able to move. To get to have this technology where we get to practice together all over the world and still have this time to center and nourish ourselves. And any genuine appreciation or gratitude that you can bring to mind, whatever feels nourishing to think. And if you do notice any harmful, negative thoughts or destructive thoughts, that's totally normal. We all have those. And we can just be curious about them and not try to say they're wrong or we have to get rid of them, but just to notice, okay, negative thoughts or judgments. Just to notice those things. Not give them any extra credence or power. And choose to focus on what we do want to create and what thoughts do feel nourishing. And you're welcome to stay in meditation here for the last couple minutes or come down to your back for Shavasana, final resting pose. And if you want any last movements before that, do what feels right for you. We have another 2 minutes here in stillness. So we start to close our practice. Arriving at this maybe a little clearer mind, maybe a little more relaxed body. And if not, at least a little more aware of what your current state is and what your body needs and what feels nourishing to your mind. Letting all effort and tension dissipate from your feet, your toes. Softening in your shins and calves. Releasing tension in your thighs and legs up to your hips. Relaxing in your lower belly, stomach. All throughout your torso, the front, back, and sides, softening. Able to relax because you're also able to be strong. You can be strong, you can be soft as needed. But for now, like giving yourself full permission to let go of all effort, your arms, your hands and fingers. Up to your shoulders, neck, and your face. observing your whole body, head to toe, with an open, curious receptivity, without judgments or labels, without needing to change or fix. Just loving yourself exactly as you are, knowing we all have imperfections, we're all human. We can act and think in ways that focus on feeling what's nourishing for us. Now start to make small movements of your fingers and toes, hands and feet, eventually coming back to a comfortable seated posture if you're not there already. Infuse with this whole body, head to toe awareness of what feels in alignment, what feels nourishing for you. And we'll close our practice by bringing the hands together to the heart, to bow the mind to the heart, and to each other. Thank you all for practicing today. Namaste.